Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Commissions Baltimore with Ed Norris. We got for us, Commission.
A documentary film just came out called Divided, and it's just been released. It was filmed a while ago, if I remember, because I'm in it. Joe has a bit in it. But it's very timely because we'll speak to the filmmaker, Troy Lohman, because it just – with all that's going on in the country, including what happened last week and the fallout since, and it's such a timely piece. I think people really need to pay attention to it. Troy?
Yeah, Ed, thanks for having me on.
No, I'm glad to have you on. It's perfect timing.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So it's obviously, it couldn't be more appropriate right now what's going on. The title is the name of the film is Divided. When did you first get the idea for this and why?
So I made several films, but I was really intrigued over the last decade how the middle ground in the country had almost disappeared, how politics had almost become tribal. So during the pandemic and the height of it, it's like August and September of 2020, I just started filming people, their thoughts, you know, why they thought that the divide was there. And it became really relevant. I've learned a lot from listening to people. And when you got them together, you know, talking together, you know, they came together a little bit. So, you know, I think, like, Ed, you were in it at the time. You know, I think that the film was polarizing. And I was going to stop it there, but I continued to film all the way to Christmas of this year. And, you know, like I say, it's something I think is very timely with what's going on. And what I want to do is show people that what's going on right now has happened before through our political history. You know, history didn't start 15 minutes ago in a TikTok video.
Right.
Like, we've had this before. We've cycled this way before. So I examine, you know, the polarization, how we could come back together. You know, I'm pretty happy with how it ended up.
Troy, you said we cycled this way before. How did we end that cycle before? How did it end the last time we cycled this way?
Well, we've had quite a few times where we've had major divisions in the country. I parallel it mostly to the 60s with the social, you know, the social divide then. The real difference now, though, guys, is social media. Social media has basically metastasized people's beliefs. They go in their own echo chamber, and they really don't come out. So I think that's the real wild card in how we can get out of this, or if we can get out of it. But, like, we've had divisions all the way from the beginning of the country. I mean, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson didn't talk for 20 years because they were fighting. They were founding fathers. So, like I say, I wanted to see if the discourse could be ratcheted back, or are we in an era where it cannot do that because of media and social media?
So, Troy, I wanted to ask real quick about, you know, is there any middle ground here? Because one of my biggest things, we talk about it all the time, like conservatives, liberal, all the things that happen in the world that nobody can get on the same page and actually have a conversation about it. Is there any middle ground here?
Look, I think, Jeremy, I think that most people are kind of left center or right center. They kind of get pulled to one side or another. Mm-hmm. I think most people just want to, you know, make money, take care of their family, go on vacation, you know, watch their football team. But like I say, when you get on social media, you kind of get pulled into, like, it's almost tribal. So I think it's going to take something like a very charismatic, centrist type of candidate that has a policy that kind of brings this center back to the forefront, and that might do it. But, like, I look out there, I really don't see that right now.
No.
So, but, you know, what this will show is we're in a time that's a boiling pot. But this time won't last forever. Hopefully we'll have a better time in the future. But what I really want to get out of the documentary is to show perspective of how the country has been divided before, and that we're a very resilient country.
We're talking to Troy Lohman.
Hopefully we bounce back again.
Troy Lohman, coming out with this documentary film called Divided. What year did we film this? Because I forgot how many years ago when you came by.
Yeah, and I think you... You filmed in September of 2020,
wow.
But I was filming all the way up. Like it was like Apocalypse Now. I was filming for like a couple years.
No, I
was
that, like,
okay, I'm gonna stop, but I kept going.
Well, I only asked because when my part in there, you're asking me about what you said. I said I think most people just want to raise their kids. I don't care what race they are, and they just want to raise their kids and live their lives. I said, but I don't discount things. I'm paraphrasing myself. And I said, I don't think we'll have another civil war, but I wouldn't discount violence. We've had two assassination attempts on the president and now Kirk killed and all the riots. I said, and if nothing else, people are going to move with their feet and that's how they're going to vote in this next kind of revolution. And then you put up stats about how the country had moved to states like Florida and Texas and left New York and Illinois and California. It really is happening. So, I don't know.
You caught it. Your points were really relevant on law and order. The divisions and how they were moving, you know, populations were moving. And, you know, things like the gerrymandering that's going on soon, politicians are not going to have to, like, have a middle ground. They're just going to kowtow to the blue or the red.
Yeah.
That's just a bad sign. So can we get out of it? Maybe. But it's going to take, I guess it's going to take something like a very charismatic leader, or an event that would put us, pull us all together.
Hey, Troy,
I don't even know if we had 9/11 today, I don't even know if that would get us together.
Hey, Troy, I'm not sure. Where
can
we find this documentary?
So you can get it on Vimeo, just my production company, Bullet Point Films. So you can just click on that. It's for free. I want people to look at it. I think what I'm gratified is a lot of people say, like, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about the history.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Try to tie the history up to what's going on today with people and interviews. Like, not to blow smoke at Ed, but he had about 40 minutes of relevant takes. Like, we could have just clipped him all day long. But that's really what I want to do is give people perspective that what's going on now has happened before and that there will be another day.
Troy Lohman, thank you very much, my friend. You can find this documentary again where?
On Vimeo. Just look up Bullet Point Films. Bullet Point. Steve McQueen's movie Bullet. Bullet Point Films. You can watch this one. I also got the one with the Colts leaving Baltimore on there. And shout out to my Eastern Shore people. Love letters to the shore. So you can watch all three of them. But the divided one, I think, is really relevant right now.
Hey, Troy, thanks a lot, my friend.
We'll post that stuff. We'll post that. And if I advise we check out Divided. It's really, really interesting in a lot of ways. Not just it kind of predicts what's happening now. I predicted a lot of it. Just saying. And it's very cool. Joe LaCroix was in it, so how can you miss it? But it gives a great history lesson of this country and how this has happened many times in the past. So it's interesting stuff.
Thanks a lot, Troy. All right, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. Rudy Gay, Baltimore basketball legend, joins us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thursday, Look at this thing. Look at this. See this? I haven't. This my. I'm showing them my phone case. See,
dude. Yeah. I see it.
It just came off.
I don't know what's going on with these. I looked at my phone. The back's shattered. I thought that was metal.
Oh.
Well, it looks like a spider web, the back of my phone.
You know why mine's like this? I can't decide whether I want a new phone or a new case.
Does the back of mine look like a spider web?
Oh, man.
No, okay.
We're just pissed. First of all, I go to an AT&T store. There's another person on my phone plan. I'm paying for his or her phone at $131 a month.
That's not funny, but it's hilarious.
It's not.
But anyway. You know about this? Huh? You didn't know about this?
No.
Oh, we got to talk about this. We got a guest over. We got to talk about this. This is sounds juicy. Joining us right now, Baltimore basketball legend, former NBA player Rudy Gay. What's up, Rudy?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. You got to tell Baltimore, man. I mean, we high school legend, went to UConn, played a long time in the NBA. I've always wanted to know this. Who was your favorite teammate in the NBA?
My favorite teammate?
Yeah.
Man, you're gonna make me make some people mad, bro. I had over 1,000 teammates. I can't just.
we won't tell anybody.
One of my favorite teammates has to be probably DeMar DeRozan. That's one of my best friends. We still talk to this day.
Well, that's good. That's good. Jeremy, I like that. That's
his classy dude, man.
That's his guy.
Yeah.
So, Rudy, with what's going on with you now and being back in Baltimore, this kind of got to be cool. I know you're giving back and doing a lot here. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Born in Brooklyn, though.
Okay.
Just saying.
That doesn't count. just being back home is kind of like kind of full circle. You know, I've playing basketball, I've always kind of been gone, and I've always – since I was 17 years old, and I kind of feel like I'm learning the city all over again, and it's fun. But just getting back to the community, kind of give the community what I thought I was missing over the years, and just doing things within the community. As far as like my gym, I have my gym in Towson. I have a couple of real estate deals that I do. I have a lot of things around the city that I'm a part of that I probably can't speak on, but. Mm-hmm. Just trying to stay active, keep my mind going and stay competitive. When you become a professional athlete, that competitiveness never goes.
Can you talk a little bit about the program, your touchdown, your program in the city for kids?
I didn't hear you. What was that?
The program you just referred to. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm in the middle of starting my program. I have a gym in Towson. It's called Pickup USA. Mm-hmm. And basically just starting a program, just trying to help kids, promote them, not just basketball-wise, but mentally, what it takes to be a basketball player. I think a lot of kids in the city, they think past the whole, everything that goes with being an athlete. They just think about basketball, and obviously with NIL, they think about the money, and it's bigger than that. It's really bigger than that, and, what I need to understand is if they do things right, everything will work out for them.
Now, Rudy, I understand we're here with Rudy Gay, Baltimore basketball legend, UConn legend, former NBA player. Now, we know there's a chapter that you are about to venture into that you may not be able to quite talk about today, but I understand you have some plans coming up in the near future.
Yeah, I have some big announcements coming up. I would say nationally, but, globally with company, but like I said, this is, with my experience in basketball, I feel like I got a lot to give, a lot to talk about from a different perspective. And, it's just going to be fun. So, we'll see. I mean, soon,
You know, I can't give up too much, but, you know, there will be a big announcement soon.
Now, the announcement is next week. My question is this. Can we get you on the day of the announcement?
Sure, sure. Right. I'll come back.
So what date is that?
This is the 23rd.
We'll get you back on here the 23rd, and you can have that big announcement. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
Rudy,
for
you are the man. Will I see you at the tailgate?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course, man. No interviews there, though, man.
I won't. Hey, look, man, I don't.
Get on him.
Hey, I will not interview you there because I'm there doing the same thing you're doing.
He's so out of pocket doing stuff.
No, I'm the fan.
We're doing the same thing. Rudy Gay, Baltimore basketball legend. Rudy, thanks a lot, my man.
No problem.
Talk to him on the 23rd. You, big announcement coming. Yeah, I can't wait for this one. Now, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Phone bill. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I just went to an AT&T store because my phone bill was very high. I sit down with this great, great kid, Yafit.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, man, that's a lot. He gets me down. He got me down below $100. So I had all this stuff on there. He gave me some discounts for, you know, over 55 and this and that. Well, why do you have this? I had a line for an iPad that didn't even have Wi-Fi. Cellular service. So I'm all excited. Then I get my next bill. It's 100 and change more than the high bill. So I bring it up on my computer. There's a new phone on there. Mm. That's not mine, with a number I've never had. So I go to a different AT&T store. And the woman's like, yeah, this clearly is not your phone. It's never been on your bill before. And you say you don't have it. I said, I don't know what this is. She goes, yeah, it's never been on your bill. I don't know. We have to take this. So I had to get that off. I'm like, how does this even happen? Like,
yeah,
and the phone I was paying for was the Phantom phone, $131 a month on its own, just for that line. I'm like, how?
Can I give you a similar story?
Mm-hmm.
So I paid the Forerunner off, and the next month I got nothing. The following month, the second month, they sent me a bill. It's paid off. So I called them, and you know, you push the buttons, you never get anybody.
Yeah.
So I emailed them. They emailed me back. Said, well, can you send us the paperwork? Send you the paperwork. It should be number one now. I'm alarmed. You should have this.
Yeah.
So I sent them the paperwork. So my next response was a week or so later. Oh, this is our error. We apologize, yada, yada. How do you make that error?
You want to hear one on the other side? I try to make my payment online on my app for my car.
Mm-hmm.
It says, we cannot accept payments because our records show this car has been paid off in full. It hasn't. It hasn't. So I tried paying a bunch of times. It wouldn't accept it. Then they charged me a late fee because I couldn't pay because their record showed it was paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to argue with them that the car is not paid off.
Take my money.
Please.
Take my money. Yes.
Trying to pay the state. I got a ticket on one of these construction sites on the Beltway. I try to pay it. Kicks back. The citation number does not matter. Yes, it does. I've done it 5 times. Can't get anybody on the phone. Now it's in collections, I think.
Nice.
It's just like,
and some people are going to tell you, well, you know, if they don't want to take the money, I wouldn't have taken it. Nah, yeah, you better. You better do it.
You got to try. But then you try, and it's frustrating. You can't get anybody on the phone, and forget Social Security.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, what can I get for 63 cents?
Yeah, I want everybody to stay tuned because I'm going to be giving away some cake tickets a little bit later if you want to see cake.
Cake, got
a lot of last night was a winning night, huh?
Rihanna, cake,
no.
Cake.
I had a winning night last night, hit a bunch of prop plays. The Orioles did not do me any favors, but as I had the over in that game. Also had another spot that just blew up in my face, baseball related, and it's like, all right, well, here's what's happening. But I did hit all my prop plays, so we'll talk about that. There's more plays coming up. NFL play tonight, Miami and Buffalo. Where should you go? I'll tell you next.
Frazier shoots it into the left field corner and deep and gone. Adam Frazier to the opposite field. And the Royals regain the lead in the eighth inning.
Well, thank God for that. That's courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet. And one of the plays I had yesterday was the Royals. Talked about liking the matchup, being on their side of it. And Bobby Witt graded out as the best player not named Aaron Judge yesterday. So we took him over 1.5 bases. He had a couple of hits, including a double in the middle of the game. That home run by Adam Frazier helped win the game. So won both of those, and then also another prop play that hit last night for me was Hunter Goodman in Colorado, as he had 3 hits, so it worked out well. big question is, where do you go today after some of the hiccups that I had yesterday? And, you know, the one being the Orioles at first, what was it, 3-1 early, and then just some zeros put up on the board. Nothing you can do about that one. But, you know, there were some other games, too, where you feel like you're in these great spots, and they just don't come through ever. It's been a frustrating week, even though last night was a winning night. I had the Angels and Brewers under 7.5. Coasting along, Brewers end up having a big inning. Now we're at 7 runs, and it's like, all right, we got three innings where we can't score another run. Yeah, they scored another run. So it went over the total, lost that one. But overall, a winning day in the top place. I did have Tyler O'Neill over 1.5 bases. General Soreness is not getting a salute today. All right, so where do we go today? There's NFL. There's college football. I believe we have WNBA playoffs. I didn't even look at that today yet because I've been so into all the football stuff. But yeah, no NBA playoffs or WNBA playoffs today that I'm seeing. So we'll focus in on the football and the baseball. Let me get the baseball first. I think Kansas City and Seattle over 9 would be my favorite baseball play to go along with the Orioles and Yankees over 8.5. I love Aaron Judge over 1.5 bases. And everybody's going, well, yeah, who doesn't? Well, he's minus 125. And like, honestly, that number should be higher, which you look at it and go, I don't understand that one. Cade Povich is an ERA almost at 6 at home. You also have Cade Povich has faced Aaron Judge twice. Aaron Judge is 2 for 2 with 2 homers.
Yep. One of them was a absolute missile.
Yes. And were you at that game?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I like Cade Povich. He hasn't looked great at home, but if you look at what Aaron Judge has done this month, in the month of September, he's hitting .388.
Is he really?
He's got 5 homers. He's hitting .388. So I'm gonna roll the dice with Aaron Judge. You know, he's an okay player. He just grades out as the number one hitter on every slate.
When he hit that home run, the missile against Cade Povich, when he swung, I knew it was a home run, and I never took my eyes off Judge because I wanted to see his reaction. I never followed the ball, but that's a home run. Let me see what he does.
That's one of those ones I would have called a piss missile.
I thought about that, but that's your phrase, so I didn't use it.
Gone. All right, so some other spots that I think we can look at today. I like the Mets. Your Mets are reeling, Ed, 2-8 in their last 10, and they just keep starting pitching has let them down, including this guy in his last start. But I like Jonah Tong. Over 4.5 Ks today, minus 110. Kid's a flamethrower. He had a really bad start in his last one. But going up against the Padres today, I think the Mets pulled out. You'll see it anywhere from minus 120 to minus 140. But I still like it. I think the Mets win today. I like the Angels and Brewers under again to go under that 8. And I didn't even tell you, the weather supports a Dodgers under, a Royals over, an Orioles over, a Mets under. We're on 2 of those with the Royals and Orioles games going over the total. Speaking of that Kansas City game, I like Luis Castillo to go under 4.5 Ks as well. It's a heavy price tag, but I'm still going to lay it. And the same thing with Cal Raleigh. Minus 130 over 1.5 bases for the big dumper. It's just great hitting weather in Kansas City. It's the best spot on the day. That's why I like the over. It is concerning at times because Kansas City can forget how to hit at times. And then Seattle has a ton of power, but a ton of strikeouts too. So they can leave a lot to be desired. Now let's get to football because I want to get your guys' picks. Are we all taking Buffalo tonight straight up?
I am. Who do they play?
Dolphins. Does it keep it moving? Like, should I have not even asked that? Like,
I'm taking the Bills, yeah.
Okay. Right.
No, my question wasn't a question. It was, who they playing?
Yeah. So, let me get to the college football game first. Rice and Charlotte. I think Rice is a live dog. And one of the interesting things I saw in some places, they came off of the 3 and went to +2. It's weird because everybody is betting on Rice, who's on the road at Charlotte. Charlotte was getting 3 points. Now they're getting 2 with all the money coming in on Rice, which would lead me to tell you almost every single time to take Charlotte here.
Like my chicken on rice.
Yeah, on an island game.
Like my salmon on rice.
I mean, this is, look, for Rice and Charlotte, I say this all the time for these smaller schools.
It's an ugly game.
But this is their Super Bowl because you're on nationally televised game. Now, more people are going to be watching the NFL.
Who's favorite?
Rice's favorite.
I think Rice is going to destroy them.
See, I like the under here, and I do think Charlotte keeps it close personally. But as we get into this, this is another one of those ugly games, and I got a doozy for tomorrow where everybody's going to be like, you're crazy. But we'll talk about that when we get to that point. As far as the NFL tonight, I'm taking the Dolphins plus the points. As I call these vomit plays, because it looks like the Dolphins are dead in the water. They looked better offensively last week. Mm-hmm. They even as bad as they looked against the Colts, a little late life there. But the thing that I think the Jets couldn't exploit, especially when Fields got hurt, is Buffalo's secondary is banged up. You got all this speed. if they can't keep this within 12 points, 11 and a half points, I mean, just fire the coach after Thursday night football if they can't even keep it close. And I understand the Bills are a great team. Don't get me wrong.
But they should. This is a divisional game.
It's a divisional game. The short week is a huge advantage. If they have any pulse, any signs of life, the Bills play decent tonight. I'm not telling you they win. I'm fully picking the Bills to win the game. But I got to take the Dolphins plus the points. With all the speed in their secondary, you figure they should be able to have some advantages there. And, oh, by the way, I like Tyreek Hill over his prop. After someone's questioned him about not getting the ball enough, I think they find him. 67 and a half yards is his prop. My motto has him getting into the 70, so I'm going to take the over. The other one that I like, and this is just a feel for this, I think Devin Achane. I'm not taking his over rushing. I'm not taking his over receiving. I'm combining them and taking them over 1.5 because he's another one of those guys like Bijan that can do it all on the ground or all in the air. Mm-hmm. But I still think he gets over 100 yards here. Mm-hmm. I do like Ray Davis, the backup running back, over 24.5 rush yards for the Bills. But I stayed away from a lot of those Bills props because it's just a weird feel. I was saying the other day that everybody's betting on the Bills and everybody's betting on the over. And I get it. I'm just telling you one of those two things does not happen
tonight. I think if it's going to happen, it's the over.
That's what I think with Miami. I mean, I don't know that Miami's stopping a nosebleed and shutting down Josh Allen in that offense, but, you know, familiarity here, I think they keep it close within the 11.5, 12 points. So I am going to take the Dolphins and click the vomit button as I watch the Dolphins play football tonight. So just to recap, I'm on, as I said, the Dolphins, the Charlotte under. I really like the Mets. I love the Royals over. I love the Orioles over. And the prop plays Judge over, Raleigh over. And Tong, the pitcher over K's, all those over 1.5 bases are some of my favorite prop plays today. There you go.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it.
Oh.
Find out what we learned today. But before then.
Yeah, don't let me forget because I'm going to get yelled at. Two tickets to see Cake on September 27th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Call in now, 410-583-1057. You must come in a short skirt and a long jacket if you're going
on a tight leather sofa.
Yes. Call in. We've.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seen so much of Pete Carroll leaving so he doesn't get in trouble for cheating at USC.
Oh my gosh. Why does Pete Carroll get a drive-by in this? Why?
Because he cheated.
That was 20 years ago.
So it doesn't count?
But there's
statute
so many,
limitations?
There's so many examples after that. Why are you? You're not going to be the scene from life. 80 years old.
I got my toe stuck in a
you
bottle.
You remember that time Pete Carroll cheated and gave money to Reggie Bush?
Rob's going to be up there going, you know who's not going to Rob's boom boom room? You. Pete Carroll will be there.
You got to bring the guy up all the time. Then you got. I'm surprised you didn't say, yay, I'm going to the NFL, yay.
I'm just thinking of the scene where they're going around, I'm that baby's pappy, and they get to me and say, yes, I am that baby's father.
Pete Carroll. It did anything to you, man?
Some bitch.
Never.
What? All right, Jeremy.
I hate Pete Carroll.
Why? You got to explain this to me. Why?
I hate the gum chewing. It's Pom Pom Pete. Every damn time. Shut up, Pete.
1 minute later.
Pete Carroll's genuine. Like it or not, that's a genuine rah-rah right. Cheering his team on. I think Jason Garrison is that nervous. Clap
I'll something.
You yeah. know, look, I'll be fair about it. Pete Carroll is a genuine cheater.
You mean Al Gore would clap? It reminds me of that. Yeah. Al Gore would go like this, like a child. Patty cake.
This is so funny. But you can't tell, like, every time someone made a play and Pete Carroll's on the sideline, he's got this big ass wad of gum and he's losing his mind, man.
Pete's my kind of guy. And no reason. You never met him.
Nope.
I met him.
Did you?
Yeah.
How nice was he to you?
He was awesome.
Liar.
He was awesome.
He said, Rob, good to meet you. We're the cheerleaders. Come on, Rob. I paid a kid at USC named Long.
And that's the encore of the day.
The encore today and every day brought to you by Lion's Den. Hey, look, football's great. When's the last time you scored at home?
Ooh.
Ha? Tell me. At Lion's Den, they have more than just balls.
You mean with a person?
Talking lingerie, toys, all the romantic you need to make your partner cheer. So put down the chips, get off the couch, get to Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Take care of your other half there.
And I just want to let you know, though, when you clap like that, your claps sound different. Your claps sound like the, you know, kids, if you hear clapping in the bedroom, mommy and daddy playing church.
They're making macaroni and cheese.
That's how your clap is. Like,
yeah.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Edward?
Well, we had on Troy Loman talking about his new documentary, Divided. And
what rabbit hole did you fall down?
This wasn't even a rabbit hole. This that popped up in my my news feed. It's timely, so you should check it. It's on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, if you want to check out some of his videos. And he also has the Colts Movement out of Baltimore. But this one is brand new, and I think you should check it out. Great history lesson and talks what's going on now in the country. On that note, I don't even think people know this. Like 5 cops shot in Pennsylvania yesterday. 3 killed, yep. 3 killed, 2 wounded. One incident in rural Pennsylvania. And that's 3 officers killed in one incident. It's really unusual.
Outside of Philly, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty far outside. Rural area there, Hanover area.
Yeah. A couple of national days today. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. I told you guys that a little bit earlier. Today is National Aging Awareness Day. And today, this means a lot to me. Happy birthday, 78th birthday to the United States Air Force. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. There you go. Birthdays in sports. It means to me because I'm former Air Force. Scotty Bowman turns 92. Today would have been Daryl Stingley's birthday. One of my favorite coaches of all time. You all can hate all you want. Rick Pitino turns 73 today. Yeah. Former coach, well, now he's a politician. Tommy Turbeville turns 71 today. Former running back, and you remember this guy, Billy Sims.
Of course it was Billy Sims.
Turns 70 today. Ron Sandberg would have celebrated a birthday today, and Ronaldo celebrating his 49th birthday today. Former NBA player Tony Kukoc and Lance Armstrong share a birthday today. Who's older, Joseph? Tony Kukoc or Lance Armstrong? Tony Kukoc or Lance Armstrong? Who's older?
That's Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong? All right.
I think that's a really good one. I think it's closer than we all think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Kukoc.
You go Kukoc?
Yeah.
I go Armstrong. Armstrong. I love the fact that no one went the same way. Lance Armstrong today turns 54. Tony Kukoc turns 57. Mm. Yep. And my oldest, my daughter, Brianna B., today, happy birthday, sweetheart. She's 30 years old today.
Mm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
By the way, just to correct something real quick from the Daily Line, there are WNBA games tonight. I do like the Dream -7.5. I was on the wrong date, which it's not a good thing when you're looking for the basketball games. All right. You ready for me?
Yep.
You? The one about me? What? You had something? No? Huh? All right. Last night, I had a horrifying dream that disco was actually making a comeback. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Only because you did that before.
Shut up, man. You don't know.
That's why you get an
Yeah. Just because you guys hear them doesn't mean everybody heard them. You know? What do you got? just to read something from Ed. Here you go. There's a new dating app that caters to arsonists. Every week you get new matches.
I like that.
I've done this one before, but it's still good. I asked my wife, I said to my wife, my Olympic condoms have arrived. I think I'll wear gold tonight. And she replied, why not wear silver and come in second for a change? Here you go. I'm not a magician, but I once turned a back rub into 2 kids and a mortgage. And I don't know why I love this one so much because it just fits. In this house, we do not throw away perfectly good food. We put it in Tupperware and wait for it to go bad, and then we throw it away.
Facts.
Where do basketball players go when they need a new uniform? New Jersey.
I like that.
Did you?
Yeah, or was it
you just messing with me? Because no, I like terrible. That. I bumped into an old friend the other day. Apparently, he's got poor eyesight as well. My wife got me a get better card. I'm not sick. She just thinks I could get better. My boss said to me, I find it weird that you're only sick during the weekdays. I said, it's my weekend immune system. No. <that's> not... And lastly, where's my why do mice have small balls? It's because only 6% know how to dance.
Wow. I got it. A like balls a dance.
Like a yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I disagree with you. Everybody did hear because everybody listens. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Friday Eve, babe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.